This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Now, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Hello, birthday kids. Oh, how was everybody's birthday this weekend?
Thanks for the card, you guys. That's very, very nice of you.
Sorry, I got lost in the shuffle on Friday.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You just got the card. Yeah.
I just walked into it.
I was walking out Friday, and I saw it sitting right there where it was.
Oh, did Bob get Bob's card?
I did.
Oh, you're not on. Hold on. Hang on. And we're going to work this out every day. Okay.
I did. Thank you so much.
Sure. So you guys both celebrated last night, on Friday night? After the show, or did you wait until Saturday, Vin?
Well, we celebrated Saturday because it was Saturday, and we went to my kids took me to see Minecraft.
Oh my God, you're so lucky! What a great birthday!
Mm.
How was it? Did you love it?
You
little
know what?
Square pink sheep.
I actually did. It's a fun movie. It's for kids, no question. Yes. But they loved it, and I had fun. And Jack Black is Jack Black the whole way through it. Just over the top. They absolutely let him sing like 3 different songs.
Oh, goodness.
My kids loved the Lava Chicken song.
Oh, Lava Chicken.
You got to see it to understand, but Jack Black has a Lava Chicken shack.
Were you getting both or?
No,
like, here's your lava, here's your
chicken.
In lava.
With lava.
Oh.
And it gives it a nice, too hot to actually eat.
Oh.
Smoky flip. I don't know.
Cooks it up just so.
It's
great lava.
It's the Minecraft. And
how's Jason Momoa in that?
He's cute.
Yeah.
You know, he's, the whole thing's cute. Mm. It's really, I had fun. I can't say I didn't laugh out loud. I laughed out loud. Multiple times.
Well, and listen, I'm sure you've sat through your share of really bad children's programming.
Yeah. So, but what I will say though is I can't imagine why a grown up without kids would go see it.
Right. Were there grown ups without kids then?
Not that I saw, but it was, you know, 4 o'clock. We went and saw it before
on
we made
a Saturday.
4 o'clock on a Saturday, and then we made some chicken tacos, and then we went in the hot tub.
Oh, how lovely.
And there is a birthday.
That is a birthday.
When you're 56. Oh.
Who's 56? You're like 30. Come on.
Yeah.
Oof.
Hello.
Hello was right.
Remember a long time, we used to say that everyone on the show was 35 as we were all pushing 40. Like so long ago. Oh my God. Seriously, sometimes I just cannot wrap my head around how long we've been doing this show for. Like, how are you 56? How is that possible?
I think I've been back here. I say that, I don't even know why I say that anymore, but for those of you who've been around a long time with us, you know what I mean. I think it's 17 years this August.
That, I think that checks
because
out.
Because I think
you came
16
back on the...
years with Christina in July.
So you came back in August of 08.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, doesn't that math out 17 years?
I don't know math. I can't tell you.
I'm feeling like that math's out.
So, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's just I just can't.
Hard to believe.
It is, because you really feel like I got this job. I was 30 years old. I'm like, this, you know, I'm older now. I can't be, I can't work at an alternative station anymore, because it's going to be so silly if I'm 35 years old being like rock and roll on stage. That seems ridiculous.
Well, now no one thinks about that anymore.
Well, we don't, because we're older.
The entire workforce is older. Are you kidding me? God. Lizzie. Sorry, Bob, dump that.
I don't even have
it. Oh, you don't have
it. It's okay.
Yeah, don't dump that.
Bob, you might be the youngest DJ in the country.
Yes, at this point, there aren't a lot. Everyone else is just doing podcasts.
Happy to be here.
Do you have a podcast?
Not yet.
No.
All right.
No, that's the spirit. You do have a podcast. You're on this podcast.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, forget about all that.
I don't want to forget about it. Anything stories you got to tell from your birthday? That's a no. That's a silent no. It's almost like a secretive no. Something really went down. Bob is very secretive.
Well, she's young.
And it's good that she is.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Hopefully good stuff.
Yeah. She's a fiancé to someone, too.
Right.
So, like, you know that's the good stuff that's happened. But, of course, that's private.
Right. Or why would you ask that?
It is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not when we were kids. Which, by the way, 30 is a kid. If you're turning 30 or you just turned 30 or whatever, like, honestly, I feel like the best decade is your 40s. Like, I was just exactly where I was supposed to be and doing the things I wanted to do and felt like, oh my God, I thought people in their 40s were just old people.
Well, I agree with you, my 40s were excellent. 30-year-olds are not kids.
They are kids. These days they are still kids. But here's the thing. You hit 30, you dread 30 your whole life. After you turn 21, now you're like, oh my God, my next stop is 30. Like, you sort of dread that. Like, oh no. But it isn't. You're fine. You're like, 30 is, you're still young and you got it going on. And every little injury you get isn't for the rest of your life. It's not something you're carrying with you now. You still heal. Oh my God.
30's nice.
30's great. 30's lovely. Yep.
I miss it.
No doubt. Oh my God. If you could go back to any age, what would you go back to? And stay there. Like, you got to pick an age.
Good?
Yeah. You're going to just go back. Just be that age, whatever you feel like.
I mean, I had a lot of fun in college, but I started this job when I was 30, and life was pretty good at 30.
I don't know. 40 probably.
Yeah, I was thinking. I was actually thinking 40.
Rock solid shape.
Yeah.
Physically, still springy.
Yeah.
And bouncy and flexible and strong and
single.
All the stuff. Single.
Still had both of my hips back then.
Oh. Nice. Yeah, I'd go around 40 probably, just because I also feel like I was fully grown at that point, like. I thought 30 was like this thing that you hit. Now that's it. I'm an adult. No more fun. You know, whatever. It's just isn't. I think 40 is like true middle age. Like you're not middle age has like a bad connotation. I think 40 is you're in your prime. Like that's the best it gets. You know, you're really sure who you are. You know that no is a complete sentence. You don't have to you're not worried about other people's feelings as much as you're like, oh no. They'll be mad at me. You're like, oh, well, they're mad at me. Whatever.
I had that going for me quite a bit sooner than that. But
yeah,
I understand.
You know, you've always, in fact, if anything, you needed to come back to the middle on that. Like, no, you should care what other people think.
I certainly have a lot of advice for younger me.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know. If you could do it again, knowing what you know now, like, life would be so much easier. You'd just be like, I'm not worried about that. Like, all the chafe would be gone. It would be great.
I mean, I'm just starting my 50s and not loving it so far, so.
Well, look, there hasn't been a lot to love the last few years. Like, honestly, just any little glint of happiness that you find in your life, really grab onto it, hang onto it, because, man, it's been tough.
It's all downhill.
It isn't all downhill, but since, I swear to God, the pandemic is just like, turned the world upside down. Like, everything is just this. I just feel like I haven't been able to get my feet back under me since then.
Well, I can tell you, for those of you getting out the door right now, that on 85 in the 4 o'clock hour, you can't believe how many cars are out on the road. Like the pandemic thing, that whole work right. from home, that's over in tech. I mean, there's probably still people working from home, but I haven't seen 85 that packed at four in the 4 o'clock hour until like now.
So no incident. Traffic is moving.
Oh, no. The accident that I... No, no incident. I did hit an accident on 280 right as I'm coming into the city. I sent you that picture. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what happened. It looks like I only saw one car pretty mangled.
Mm.
But how did it do that by itself? So I don't know what they did.
People are capable of all kinds of interesting things with their car.
Yeah. Well, we were all sitting there
Maybe
behind
one
it
of them had been...
Oh, come on,
towed
dude.
Off already. Right.
It's... Monday it's dark morning o'clock. At 5 a.m. Exactly. And you got to, I guess it's worse for them than me. So
not that much worse.
Sucks to be you.
Sucks to be you. Like own that. Accept that. Yeah, it's a, I don't know. Anyway, happy birthday, you guys.
Thanks.
You're just getting into the thick of it, Bob. Like,
very philosophical.
30's a good
It's all
good
downhill.
Age. It's not all downhill. it's all good right now. You're entering that the prime of your life. Anyway,
do you think?
No, not that often.
Do you think?
Sometimes
Maddie will be a dad in the next 5 years.
Oh, no, I actually don't.
Man, I'm not even dating now, man. That seems like that's a
thing. Don't. You're 50. Don't act like you're 30. You know how that happens. One minute you're walking down the road, and the next minute you're like, I think I just met
my wife.
You know how that happens. You're like clunk on the head. I'm in love.
That's true.
It happens. And then you're just all, I was rolling, single and having a ball. And all of a sudden now I'm like this guy that says, I wish she'd call. I'd love to go do something.
Yeah. I don't know that you'll have kids. I mean, look, we're literally just making wild predictions right now.
I am. I'm curious. I know he drops.
He's going to find love.
He drops these little hints. He's lonely. He's bored.
He's got a great big apartment.
Yeah. He's clearly longing for more than what he's got going on.
As long as they pay for the dates, I'm open to it at this point. But
go on walks.
Just not enough.
Go for walks and pack some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and a bag of chips. Like seriously, that is I feel like you can date with no money.
The right woman
just
would
takes
be
some
there for me.
More effort.
Yeah.
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 Plus, you're cool and fun. You're a great guy. Like you're gonna meet someone and you are cuddly and lovable. Like,
well, I have to get out of the house a little bit more, I think, to meet people. But yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you work over at the college and you know, you're here. Like
the ideal woman has a broken olfactory, though, right? I mean,
no.
Oh.
Why not?
So you don't smell out of your ass all the time anymore?
She's in this room with me every day for the last almost 3 weeks.
Bob,
have I stunk a room up yet?
I didn't know he had this reputation.
Oh, no, room clearing. Oh, yes.
She's been telling me of stories about him long before he ever came back. Yeah. Like for a year, she's like, oh.
You know, though.
That's what you remembered.
Melt the paint off of the walls.
But here's
not
the thing.
Not that I was a good producer or a nice guy.
I did say that part, too. I said all that stuff, too. But it's just, Vinny, you tell him the funny stories. I'm like, oh, Vinny, you're not going to believe it. This guy. Woof. I think, though, you were a lot less healthy than you are now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That...
I was putting all kinds of negative things into my body back then.
Yeah. Now, there were just a few times when I was just like, you need to leave the studio before that happens again. Because we used to all sit in the same studio together.
I do have a story the other day. I was in here with you.
Yeah.
And Robin, who helps us out.
Robin.
On the show. And we were all talking, and I had to hold one in the whole time. Oh. Walked out. Robin says one word to me, and I'm just like, "Sorry, dude. I had to hold that one in the whole time I was in the studio."
Did anyone die in the hall?
No, nobody died. You know, I gotta say that guy just took it on the chin. He was like, "Oh, okay."
Well, he knows. You know, that's what you do. You know.
Robin's a very nice boy.
In the enclosed space. It's not like we do have an air conditioning thing, but I don't know. Much intake. I don't know how much circulation's in here, really. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
No, thank you. You know what? I appreciate that.
It was very embarrassing, though, because, like, it literally said, like, started the conversation, and I'm just like, oh, wait.
Hold on. Okay. I'm yours.
Can't hold it anymore.
Did he start just walking backwards down the hall?
No, I did. I think I was, let's walk a little bit.
But you want to drag it with you.
It wasn't bad.
Got to drag it. Yeah, it was down the hall a little bit.
Fairly.
Anyway, this guy, ladies, he's up for grabs.
Yeah, thank you.
He's up for grabs. If you're looking for love.
Come and get it,
this
ladies.
This guy, don't squeeze him too hard, though.
Woo!
When you hug him, just, you know, light hugs. You don't want to squeeze anything out of him.
This is the guy you want to have a baby with.
Yeah. You know what, though? Babies, they're expensive. Forget your sleep. I mean, I'm just saying that maybe 50 is too old to have a baby. But whatever you... You have a fur baby.
Got two new hips, Holmes.
Oh, my God.
You're
going
to go long.
Okay. Yes, marry and have children. Although you're already married. That's going to be a complication. There's all kinds of stuff. You got a lot of strikes against you.
You're not helping.
But you're cuddly and lovable and room clearing.
Oh, my God.
I can't see San Francisco Ceremony, Alice's Morning Show. Let me see if this works. It doesn't. Okay, I'll try this one. Here we go. Nope, also doesn't work. And there we go. Okay, see you in a sec. Whew.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.